What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You've seen them before, probably. They used to put potatoes in them. I don't know whether they still do. Real rough cloth. They're brown.
They call them croaker sacks.
What's that again?
Croaker sacks.
Okay. And what do you call small musical instruments about this long and this high that you put in your mouth like this and blow on it and make music with?
Harp.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal? You put it in your mouth and then you twang it.
I don't think she really knows what you're talking about. She's seen a few, but she's never seen enough. She really knows what you're talking about. You're talking about what we call a Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people, you know, in some areas, they're pretty common. In other areas, there aren't too many of them around.
I remember seeing some of them when I was real small around here, but I haven't seen one in years.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that the carpenter uses for sawing? It looks something like this. You see that? Can you see it? And he puts two of these, puts one out here and one right here, and he stretches a board across it, puts a board across it, and saws.
Seesaw.
All right. And what do you call the same kind of thing that looks like an X? It's like this. And you have maybe an X here, and an X back here, and an X back here, and they're connected together, and you put a log in those things, and then one person gets on one side and one on the other, and they saw the log. That thing holds the log for them. You have a different?
Well, it's a sawing.
Okay.
Ben, she's talking about what holds that log then. You know, we used to have them like that and put a log in it, a wood in it, hold it, saw it. Now, you know what you call them?
Them horse things?
Satan, saw horse.
All right, would you say that now?
Horse.
Saw horse.
Saw horse.
Okay, be fine. Okay, let's see. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board that's balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end, one on the other end of the board, and they go up and down.
Well, that's a seesaw.
All right. And you call this a seesaw. Maybe you had the wrong idea. The thing that a carpenter uses. See, I'll draw one for you. See if you can remember. See. It looks something like this. See, here's one board, here's another board, and here's another board right there, and here's the top. Now you put another one of these things over here. And see, here's another one of them. Now, you stretch it, put a board across here, and the carpenter stands right here and he saws the end of the board off. Do you have any name for these things?
Yeah, she don't understand what you're talking about, but we always call it, she does the same thing we call what she just did a while ago.
Seesaw.
No.
Springboard.
Maybe, would you ever call that a sawhorse or a rack or anything like that?
Well, what he's actually talking about is the same thing we just talked about. It means, you know, Marilyn made two of them when they were working down here, and they used them to put the lawn across that. They turned them that way and used to put the lawn across that and saw them.
Well, maybe she doesn't.
Well, it's
just like we talking about putting the wood in. We call it the same thing.
Saw horses?
That's right.
All right, let's see. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Maybe you've seen some when you were a child.